以弗所书第五章的十八。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
在这个地方圣经勉励我们不要醉酒。
Bible encourages not to get drunk on wine.
因为醉酒对属灵的生活有负面的影响。
Because being drunk will impact negatively on our spiritual life.
主要就是让人放荡。
Mainly will become in debauchery.
这个放荡常常就是放醉就是犯罪的开始。
Debauchery means it's a starting.Point for sinning.
那不要醉酒，要怎么做？
So what can we do so we don't become drunk?
要被圣灵。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里把酒跟圣灵摆在一起。
Here it places wine and Holy Spirit together.
那为什么摆在一起？
Why are they grouped together?
因为这两个都是满足人的方法。
Because these are both means of attaining satisfaction.
只是一个是靠世界的物质的来满足，另外一个是从神来的。
Whereas one satisfaction comes from the worldly means, and the other comes from God.
那这个酒又有两种的意思。
There are two meanings to wine.
一个就是酒精的酒。
One is the wine of alcohol based.
所以有时候我们在看在买房子的时候，有的比较大的房子里面都有这个 bar， 里面都是在喝酒用的。
When you look at big mansions that has an open house, you'll often find bars with the wine cabinets.
那如果这个坐飞机如果坐到商务舱或者头等舱，飞机开始飞，大家都在喝酒。
And where you, if you're flying business or first class, you'll notice that everyone is drinking wine.
我觉得那个酒卖得很贵，小小瓶的五六块，大家照喝不？还是照喝？
And those wines are pretty pricey. Just a small bottle costs $5-6 and seems like everyone's just drinking them.
可见这个很有吸引力。
So you can see that there's a major attraction.
因为它带给人一种满足，一种释放。
Because it's about a certain level of satisfaction and indulgence.
但是另外一个酒就是世界的娱乐。
The other type of wine consists of the worldly enjoyments.
我们看，我们现在看，现在的生活，娱乐越来越重要。
You see that nowadays, the leisure of this world are playing a more important role in our lives.
那这可以了解的，因为现在人工作很紧张。
This is understandable considering that we work such a stressful life.
压力很大。
We are under great pressure.
所以娱乐常常就是要让人放松。
So oftentimes, leisures are a means for us to get relaxed.
是当作一种休息。所以明天可以再去面对那个压力。
It's a leisure where we can unwind and we can face the pressure tomorrow.
那其实这个我们人的休闲活动有很多不同的方法。
And we know that there are various means of leisure activity.
那有一些对身体好，对精神也好。
There are certain activities which are beneficial both bodily and mentally.
好像户外的运动。
For instance, going outdoors.
这个对身体好，对精神也好。
This is good for your body and good for your mental.
或者有其他的休闲活动的方法。
And there are other means of leisure.
但是如果我们的休闲活动那个带给我们的满足或者那种轻松会带给我们放纵或者在罪里面，这个就很谨慎。
But we have to be extra cautious when such type of leisure activity will lead to indulgence in sin.
有一个信徒他到我们教会来信主。
We have a newly baptized believer.
他还没有信主以前天天那个是几年前天天去录影带的那个店去租录影带来看。
And this is back many years ago. Before this member came to Christ, he would go daily to the video store to rent out videos.
现在大概不需要租了，你就从网上就可以 download.
And nowadays, of course, you don't need to go to a video store. You can just go to the internet for streaming.
等他信主以后
，But after this person believing God,
明白圣经的教训
，and understood the teaching of the Bible,
祷告被圣灵充满
，was filled by the Holy Spirit in prayers.
那有一次他就去那个录影店里面再去找。有没有什么可以看？
So one day, this person went to the video store to see if there is any good videotapes that can rent.
他竟然发现了能够借的很少。
And to his surprise, there is very few videos that he could rent.
因为现在这个录影带，你如果把色情跟暴力抽掉了，还有哪一块可以看？
Because nowadays, what kind of movie can you watch if you were to do away with sex and violence?
那如果我们再看色情跟暴力，这个就是最终的快乐，就是摩西在王宫里面的所谓的最终的快乐。
But if it, as Christians we enjoy watching sex and violence, then that will be considered a sinful indulgence, just like Moses in the palaces.
所以为什么说我们现在啊，有很多时候我们常常发现，哎，我祷告也有说方灵言啊，但是哦。没有什么感觉。
Nowadays, we often discover many people have this common experience of even though they can speak in tongues during prayer, but they don't sense any special intimacy with God.
神的灵应该是很有力量，但是我们现在好像没有什么感觉。
The Spirit of God should be very powerful, and yet when we pray, we sense nothing.
有时候是我们在这个休闲活动，特别在娱乐当中，我们自己污秽了自己，我们自己不知道。
And there are times it's because during our leisure activity, we have defiled ourselves with sinful activities, and we are unaware.
所以这里说不要醉酒。
Here it says, do not get drunk on wine.
不要醉在世俗的娱乐。
We should not get drunk on worldly leisures.
不是不可以休闲活动，这是需要，有时候运动也是好的。
It's not saying that we should not have any leisure activity. Sports activity is good for us.
但如果像酒会让人放纵的跟罪有关系的，这个一定要把它切断。
However, if it is like wine that will lead us into sin, we must cut it off.
那有的现在这个社会很粗外，有的夫妻一起在看那个成人电影。
And nowadays, there are even husband and wives who watch pornography together.
但以为这个是夫妻，这个没有关系。
And they think that it's okay because they're husband and wives.
这个也是酒。
But this is also a form of wine.
你要看那个还会被圣灵充满，这个是大大的问号。
If you think a couple can watch pornography and still be filled with the Holy Spirit, then it's very questionable.
所以这个整个社会现在已经变成守道越来越难。
So you see this whole society as a whole is becoming much more difficult to keep the words of God.
你到处都可以看到酒。
And you can see wines everywhere.
有时候是不需要钱的，免费，你上网就有。
And sometimes it's free because you go on the internet and everything is readily available.
那最后就是放荡。
So finally, you self-indulge.
那你放荡在那里，你自己祷告就，哎，还有灵眼啊，神很爱我，还没有走，但你没有感觉。
And so when you indulge to a certain point, even though you pray with in tongue, but you sense nothing.
因为俗的一进来，圣的就离开了。
Because when the unholy and impure comes in, the holy departs.
圣跟俗是不可以同时两立的。
Because the holy and unholy cannot coexist at the same time.
所以在世俗那个俗的娱乐里面，你已经醉在里面了，你在祷告就没有感觉。
So if we are absorbed in sinful leisures, then when we pray, we sense nothing.
那怎么办呢？我时间很多啊，我怎么办
？So we may ask, what should I do? I have so much time.
这里说要被圣灵充满。
It says here that we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以信主啊。有时候你不是说我很痛苦，我要去要那个，我不能去做那个，不是这样的。
Being Christian doesn't mean that we live such a miserable life because I want to do something and yet I'm prevented from doing it.
有时候我们真的有信仰去追求，你就发现不需要那个。
Because a true Christian would have the faith that you pursue God and you discover you don't have the desire for those things.
不是你很想做不可以做，你是不需要那个。
So your mentality is no longer, I'd love to do those things, but I'm forbidden from doing them.
因为你如果不需要那个，你就自由了。
But rather because we don't need it anymore, and we are liberated, we are free.
那怎么做到我不需要那些？
So what can we do in order to attain such stage?
就是被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你知道，我们人吃的东西度量也是有限的。
We know that there's a limit to how much food we can take in.
你去吃那个 all you can eat.
For instance, when you go to all-you-can-eat buffet,
第一盘很好吃。
The first dish is going to taste delicious.
第二盘还可以。
By the second dish, it's still okay.
第三盘呢？
By the third dish,
吃不下。
You can't finish it.
第四盘呢，根本就没有味道。
By the fourth plate, you simply lost all your appetite.
哎，当我们满了。
Because when you're filled,
那些山珍还会摆在前面，你也吃不下去。
Even if there were very expensive food in front of you, you still cannot take a bite.
所以我们不是不可以吃，你可以继续吃啊，但是你已经不需要，我已经满了。
It's not that you can't eat anymore. You can still eat, but because we're filled, we're full, we don't need to eat anymore.
所以我们仔细看，为什么青年会犯罪
？If we study carefully, why the youth will commit sins?
刚刚开始都是从空虚、虚心灵虚空来。
From the beginning, it's because they feel empty inside.
那为什么会虚空？
Why would they feel this emptiness?
不是他没有洗礼，也不是他没有得圣灵。
It wasn't because they weren't baptized or didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
是没有属灵的追求。
But because they lack the spiritual pursuit.
所以这个心是空的。
Therefore, their heart is empty.
那信仰常常觉得活得很无聊。
They often feel as though their life is a big boredom.
那很无聊，他就会去找东西满。
So when they're bored, they will find seek elements which will excite them.
所以有的就开始抽烟。
Some begin to smoke.
那有的开始喝酒。
Some begin to drink wine.
那你抽烟喝酒到一个程度以后，你发现这个还不够。
So when you smoke and drink wine to a certain degree, you'll find that's not enough.
就开始用 drugs.
So you resort to drugs.
还有就是男女关系。
And even more sexual relationships.
所以有的这个在统计。
So according to statistics,
这个婚前最容易发生男女关系是在破碎的家庭长大的孩子。
The people who are most prone to having extramarital affairs.Are the kids who grew up from broken families.
因为他破碎的家庭，所以就说他是在单亲的家庭。
Since they are from broken families, they are raised by single parents.
哎呀，一个单亲啊，要抚养自己的孩子，他要投很多的时间去赚钱。
So a single parent, in order to raise a family, have to spend a tremendous amount of time to earn money.
回家的家里面很累啊。
And by the time they get home, they're exhausted.
他也没有那个时间，也没有那个精力去关心孩子。
They don't have the time nor the inclination to discipline their children.
那家庭里面也没有温暖，因为是单亲嘛。
And there is a lack of warmth in the family because it's single parent.
可能物质有，但是心没有满足。
Maybe materially they are provided for, but in the heart they are lacking.
这个就很危险。
This is a very dangerous situation.
一旦人的心空虚，就给魔鬼有一个机会工作。
Because the moment our heart becomes void, then Satan could start to work.
所以为什么青年会犯罪？
So why do youth commit sins?
那我们做到不犯罪是有可能的。
It's possible for us to prevent ourselves from sinning.
这里说被圣灵充满。
It says here to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
神充满在我们里面。
Once God is filled within us,
我们就对那些世俗的娱乐，你觉得不需要。
Then we will be turned off to all this worldly enjoyments.
不是不可以，不需要。
And not because we are not permitted to do it, but because we don't feel the need.
抽烟喝酒，你觉得不需要？我为什么需要那个？我活得很好啊。
Drinking or smoking, why do I need it? I can do without it just fine.
那你为什么要去吸毒？我活得很好，为什么要去吸毒？
Why should I go take drugs? I'm fine as it is.
我很满足啊，为什么要去吸毒？
I'm very satisfied. Why should I take drugs?
在家有父母的爱，有家庭的温暖。
At home, I have the warmth and the love from my parents.
在教会有弟兄姊妹的爱。
At church, I have the breath, the love from the fellow brothers and sisters.
有圣灵的充满。
And with the fullness of Holy Spirit.
我们发现我们对那些东西的不需要。
And you discover that you no longer have the desire nor the need for those elements.
所以与其很消极的去禁止不可以做这个不可以做那个，这个有时候功效不是很大。
And so instead of passively telling people, don't do this, don't do that, because it's not effective.
我们就要引导去追求属灵的满足。
We have to guide them to pursue for spiritual advancement.
那个就是圣灵的充满。
The satisfaction by filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音的第七章。
Turn to John chapter 7.
37节。
Verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”38节。信我的人就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。39。耶稣这个话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的。
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive.
这一节圣经节啊，不只是布道会讲的。
This is not a scripture that we only cite during spiritual convocation.
这一节圣经节也是对那信徒五六十年的信徒讲的。
But it's the same statement that we could declare to all members.
请问我们有没有口渴？
Let's ask ourselves, are we thirsty?
就是你有没有生活有没有觉得很空虚？
Are you feeling bored in your life?
没有电视活不了。
If you feel like you cannot live without TV.
没有什么娱乐活不了。
You cannot live without certain leisure.
有没有这个？
Do you have this kind of symptoms?
我们是不是一定要抽烟，一定要喝酒？
Do we must need to smoke cigarette or drink wine?
如果有，就是我们渴了。
If the answer is positive, that means we are thirsty.
主耶稣说你要到我这里来啊。
Lord Jesus says that we have to go to him.
有一条路可以解决啊。
Because there is a way of resolution.
到主耶稣这里来。
Just come before Christ.
好，那主耶稣怎么来解决呢？
So how does Christ resolve it for us?
他说信我的要从腹中流出活水的江河来。
He says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
从他的里面要涌出一种内在的满足。
So from within, there will be flowing with an inner satisfaction.
是活水，是源源不断一直跑出来。
This is an endless supply of living water.
不是从外面进来，是从里面出来。
It's not something that comes from external, but rather from within.
那这个太宝贵了。
This is very precious.
这三十九节，耶稣是信他的人受圣灵说的。
Verse 39, by this he meant those who were to receive the Holy Spirit later on.
那有时候我们讲，我得圣灵，我怎么没有这个感觉？
So we ask ourselves, I have received the Holy Spirit, how come I don't sense any of this?
这有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一个，
First,
我们有没有追求？
Have we pursued?
有啊，我花时间祷告，但是没有这个感觉。
Yeah, I did spend time in prayer, but I don't sense what the scripture says.
第二个，
Second,
我们生活有没有圣洁？
Do we live a holy life?
你一直追求，如果生活没有圣洁，圣洁的灵不会进来。
If we pursue, but we don't live a holy life, then Holy Spirit cannot enter into us.
你回家还是听那个流行歌里面很多的歌词都有问题的，还去看那个报前跟设立的电影，你来教会怎么祷告也不会被圣灵充满。
If we go home and we listen to rock music with lots of sexual elements, and where we watch TV with sex and violence, how can we expect to come to church and pray with and be filled with the Holy Spirit?
如果我们被圣灵充满，
If we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
要有决心。
We need to resolve ourselves.
把那个所有不好的录影带，所有不好的这个 CD， 不好的歌曲全部都打掉。
We have to discard all the undesirable music or videos.
就是不好的，不是说不可以，不好的都要拿掉。
Undesirable ones.
哦，那这样啊，保持圣洁，我们努力追求，你就会感到活水的江河就从里面出来。
When you get rid of the undesirable media, then pray and pursue for holiness, then the stream of living water will come from within.
我们现在这个时代越来越注重做环境的保护。
And nowadays, we really care about protecting the environment.
就是不要受到污染。
So that it will be unpolluted.
但是有时候，我们对属灵上啊这种却不是很敏感。
But oftentimes, spiritually speaking, we are not sensitive to these pollutions.
主耶稣说进去的不会污秽人。
Lord Jesus says, what's outside going in will not pollute us.
出去才会污秽人。
Only the things coming from inside will defile us.
我想这一句话我们现在来讲当然是对的，主耶稣讲的话没有错。
And of course, even this statement is still true today.
但是我们现在这句话再加一句，进去也会污秽人。
But now we need to add another dimension. Even things that comes from outside will defile us.
因为主耶稣那个时候没有电视，没有娱乐，没有这现在我们的娱乐。
Because in Lord Jesus' days, there were no abundance of media and entertainment.
没有 CD.
There's no CD.
没有大众传播。
There's no public media.
所以他讲进去的就是很简单，你吃的东西。
So what Lord Jesus was saying, things that go in, meaning the food that you take.
顶多肚子弄坏这样而已，不会污秽人的心。
At most, you will have a stomach ache and it will be expelled.
那现在进去的就不只是食物而已。
But nowadays, what goes in is not just simply a matter of food.
现在进去的从看的从听的。
Because what goes in comes from our eyes and our ears.
这个真的会污秽。
And that will truly pollute us.
所以我们现在对进去的要很留意。
We have to be extra cautious as to what we allow in.
如果被污秽了，你怎么祷告，圣灵不会充满，可能还有灵言，就是没有感觉。
If we are polluted, then no matter how hard we pray, we would sense nothing. Maybe you still speak in tongue, but you sense nothing.
所以我们要被圣灵充满。
Therefore, we must pursue for the being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们才有办法抵挡魔鬼借着这个世俗的潮流在引诱我们。
Only then can we resist the worldly trends which Satan utilizes to tempt us.
不然的话，心如果空的，很容易被吸引。
Otherwise, if our heart is empty and devoid of anything, then it's very easy to be attracted.
很容易被魔鬼抓到。
and easily being captured by demons.
那第二个我们要被圣灵充满的原因。
The second reason why we should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵充满就是神的同在。
Because when we are filled by the Spirit, we have God abiding with us.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵就是神的本身。
Holy Spirit is the essence of God Himself.
所以圣灵充满就是神的同在。
Therefore, when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, God abides with us.
记住我们生活有一个秘诀。
There is a secret to successful living.
我们常常忘记了。
That we often neglect.
如果我们抓到这个秘诀。
If we are able to seize to the secret.
其实我们一生应该没有不会缺乏什么。
And actually, we will not be lacking anything.
这个秘诀是什么？
What is the secret?
我们回到申命记第二章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
申命记第二章第七节
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 7 The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this vast desert. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you and you have not lacked anything.
这里神告诉摩西要告诉以色列百姓
Here God told Moses to tell the people
说这你走这个旷野
While you're journeying through this wilderness
圣经说大而可怕的旷野
This vast and dreadful desert
走了四十年
You have been journeying for 40 years
但是、神迹很大
And this is a mighty miracle
这个四十年一无所缺
They had not lacked anything
他们也没有耕种也没有收成
They did not plant or harvest
但一无所缺
But they were not lacking in anything
他也没有织布也没有纺纱
They did not make any fabrics or spin the fabric
但是一无所缺
But they lack nothing.
他们也没有带水，一无所缺。
They did not bring any water, but they lack nothing.
为什么
？Why?
神与你同，与我们同，与他们同在。
For God had been abiding with them.
这个是一个关键。
This is the key point.
所以有时候我们现在对生活忧虑太多。
So nowadays we live with too much anxiety in our lives.
忧虑工作，忧虑这个，忧虑那个，只有一个我们没有忧虑。
We worry about job, we worry about this and that. There's only one thing we don't worry about.
就是没有忧虑，神有没有跟我同在。
We don't worry about whether God is abiding with us.
其实应该倒过来。
But we should be doing things in reverse.
如果神跟我们同在
，As long as God abides with us，
你就没有忧虑啊。
Then we have no worry.
如果神跟我们同在
，If God abides with us，
我们就没有害怕。
There is no fear.
没有忧虑跟没有害怕就是平安。
Without worry, without fear, it means we have peace.
所以追求神跟我们同在是信仰生活的秘诀。
Therefore, the secret to a successful faith is to pursue for God's abidance.
如果神真的跟我们同在
，If God truly abides with us，
红海会分开。
Then the Red Sea will be parted.
如果神真的跟我们同在
，If God truly abides with us，
天会降玛拿。
The heavens will rain down manna.
如果神真的跟我们同在
，If God truly abides with us，
磐石可以流水。
The rock will break forth with water.
如果神真的跟我们同在
，If God truly abides with us，
约旦河可以分开。
River Jordan will be split open.
这个是关键。
This is the key.
神跟我们同在。
For God abides with us.
其他你都没有什么忧虑了。
Then you don't have to worry about anything else.
所以信仰生活的秘诀就是追求神跟我们同在。
The secret of a successful faith is to pursue for God's abidance.
那你就一无所缺，根本就不会有忧虑。
Then you will be lacking in nothing and not you won't experience any worries.
那怎么追求神跟我们同在
？How can we pursue for God's abidance?
就是圣灵的充满。
We be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告很重要。
So it's important to pray.
被圣灵充满就是被神充满。
Being filled by the Holy Spirit is being filled by God.
被神充满就是神的同在。
Being filled by God means God abides with us.
所以神已经应许他要把圣灵赐给我们，而且要充满我们。
Therefore, God has already promised us that He will give us the Holy Spirit plus to fill us.
也就是他应许要与我们同在。
Means He promised He will abide with us.
也就是他要应许我们一无所缺。
And He promised us that We will lack nothing.
那问题是我们愿意不愿意追求。
Now the issue is whether or not we want to pursue.
如果我们追求
，If we pursue，
神的应许就是。
Then God's promise will be ours.
那当我们整个教会被圣灵充满
，When the entire church is filled by the Holy Spirit，
整个教会充满神的恩。
This entire church will be filled with the grace and mercy of God.
你看使徒行传
，If you look at the book of Acts，
虽然逼迫很大
，Even though there was a tremendous persecution，
大家过得非常喜乐
，But everyone lived a joyful life.
为什么
？Why？
神跟他们
，God abided with them.
使徒行传
，In the book of Acts，
神的恩典很充足。
God's grace was so abundant and evident.
神迹奇事显,
the wonders and miracles are everywhere.
为什么?
Why?
神跟他们同在,
for God abided with them.
所以今天我们要努力祷告,
therefore today we have to strive hard in prayers.
追求神跟他们在,
to pursue for God's abidance with us and with our church.
那家庭就是一个小的教会,
the church, the family is a small unit of the church.
如果家庭, 每个人都有神同在,
if God abides with every single family member,
那个家庭生活就像天国,
then that family life would become like a heaven on earth.
就是在地如天,
heaven on earth.
所以我们的家庭生活秘诀也是追求神的同在。
So the secret of a successful family life is also pursued for God's abidance.
它是一切的根本。
For that is the root and foundation for all.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
主就在我们当中。
God is amongst us.
让我们打开心门。
Let's open our heart.
暂时把世界全部都抛开。
Let's discard everything in the world.
求主的灵浇灌充满。
And we pray for God's Spirit to pour mightily into us.
求主与我们同在。
Ask Him to abide with us.